Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, right here in the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is our wrestling family here on Total Engagement, and I gotta say, I am so pleased with the feedback to yesterday's episode, where I really made an honest effort to bridge the gap between the way people thought about race and wrestling, and maybe, hopefully, led to some understanding of how maybe somebody else would think besides you. But that was a pretty heavy topic, so today we're gonna do something a little more fun, and we're gonna cover two guys that aren't very crazy about me. Two guys who I've had issues with, two guys that have had issues with me, two guys that I respect, two guys that I've paid money to for merchandise or autographs in the case of Cornette, or the newsletter in the case of Dave Meltzer. And of course, I'm talking about old friends Dave Meltzer and Jim Cornette. Got into it in the last couple days. We're going to talk about what they said and who's right and who's wrong. Just my opinion. Today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. To understand the Meltzer-Cornette feud, and I think calling it a feud is a little too much, but they have been going back and forth, and not privately, very publicly, on Twitter, going back and forth. You have to understand their relationship. These are guys that have known each other for decades, lots of respect for each other. I'm sure Cornette has been a source for the newsletter on many an occasion, and not to mention that, Meltzer's star ratings are derived from Cornette. He's given credit to Cornette for that for a long time. So these are guys with a history, a lot of common ground, a love of wrestling, credibility, history, guys I respect, also guys that don't necessarily like me very much. Cornette and me are cool, you know, like we shook hands, we talked, you know, it's fine, you know, but and Meltzer hates me or whatever. He thinks that I'm working a gimmick when I'm telling him that I'm not doing a podcast with Dutch Mantel, and that's why Dutch Mantel went at Dave Meltzer. Of course, we talked about this in a previous episode. Meltzer said publicly I was behind it. However, I had nothing to do with it, and he never apologized to me or took it back in the forum where he said that, which is on Twitter. In any case, it's all good. Dave is Dave. Jim Cornette's Jim Cornette. Let's take a look at what they said, and then maybe come to a conclusion as to who's right and who's wrong, or maybe agree to disagree. So it all started a couple days ago when Jim Cornette posted a picture from AEW Dark, and he said, here's another classic action shot from All Elite Wrestling, a world-class roster of costume wearers and book readers. For those of you whose heads explode when I point out the billionaire is getting bilked, I ask you, why are these idiots making it so easy for me? So the picture was of Sonny Kiss sitting on the back of the librarian, Peter Gallagher, in the Dark episode of AEW, and it's just a freeze frame picture of sitting on the back and reading a book, and it's just like a comedy moment in the middle of the match, not unlike a lot of comedy moments we've seen, but it's one of these things that kind of set Cornette off, and Dave responded by saying, billionaire getting bilked, you do realize, unless the market changes greatly, if current numbers stay the same, the value of the TV rights next negotiated period will be worth tons. In Money Demo, beating UFC now and not far from SmackDown. So he's just saying, Meltzer's saying, hey, Jim, you're wrong about the money thing. Of course, for people that think that Meltzer runs to the defense of All Elite Wrestling, this is a great case of it, where he might be right. But it's something he's commenting on that he saw that didn't involve him, it didn't tag him, anything like that. And he felt the need to inject himself to point out that, in fact, AEW will make money if the numbers stay the same. He's done the math. The math looks good. He's not extrapolating. He's using common, well-known figures to do that. Someone posted, hey, I don't know whose side had taken this. And he said, it's not about sides. It's about factual value of a television product in the current marketplace with those kind of numbers in the right places. The idea of taking sides is stupid. If I tell you 2 + 2 = 4, it's not a side to argue about. It's a weird thing, right? Is that Meltzer's objecting to one line in Cornette's tweet, the billionaire getting bilked. And he's rushing to the defense of All Elite Wrestling. Not sure he would do the same for WWE. Cornette also tweeted, they have a network, a billionaire backer, and every chance in the world, and they're putting a bunch of indie goofballs on their shows. If you went to school with the Young Bucks or crack up Harpo Marx, which I believe is what he calls Kenny Omega, that's no reason to get a job and fuck this opportunity up for everybody. So Cornette's saying that the opportunity is getting fucked up and that he sees subjectively that this is not going to make money. Meltzer is saying that it definitely does make money. And as we said before, he earlier said they are making money and they will make money. And Cornette goes on to say in response to Meltzer, what numbers show that these indie goofs aren't indie goofs? And Meltzer makes a couple good points. Sellouts in Chicago, DC, and Philly, Chicago ticket demand, that one is debatable as far as the extent of it. In my opinion, I did a show on it. The math isn't there to support Meltzer's assertion, and he does believe this, that the Chicago show, the All Out, would have sold 137,000 tickets that day if allowed. Of course, ridiculous, but the demand was there, and he's right about sellouts in Chicago, DC, and Philly. The Vegas ticket demand, according to MGM Grand, being the level of a Mayweather-McGregor-Madonna-caliber ticket. I do believe he talked to people who said that. I don't think he makes stuff up. I think the math on the other thing was kind of pie in the sky based on what he wanted to believe. I don't think he was dishonest, but these are good points. Cornette says, what numbers show? And he's like, dude, there's sellouts, Chicago ticket demand, Vegas ticket demand. Also, I would add the fact that they have the biggest pay-per-view numbers of any wrestling company not named WCW or WWE in the last forever. And then Cornette goes on to say, not talking about money, Dave, talking about embarrassing cosplay fuckwits with no respect for the business having silly fake indie matches. Whether some dipshits play to see dick flips and fake shin kicks is irrelevant. If this is wrestling today, let it die, lest we have memories. So Cornette makes a left turn from his original argument. He says it doesn't matter if people will pay for it. If this is wrestling today, let it die, lest we have memories. So Cornette says, what numbers? Oh, those numbers. Your numbers don't mean shit. That's kind of what he did. So in this sense, in this argument, you really have to side with Dave. Dave, again, injected himself in a place he probably wouldn't if it was any other company, to say that he is someone who is quick to take the mantle of AEW is not a overreach. And he likes to say things like, anybody who thinks that I only criticize WWE, I don't criticize AEW, it shows that they're full of shit or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, just because we see it, just because we say it, doesn't say anything about AEW. It's what we see, dude. And it doesn't mean that a lot of the stuff you report isn't true. It doesn't mean that you're trying to be unbiased. But we all see it. Even the people on your board see it. One of the people on the board said, Dave is getting pretty nasty toward Jim. So clearly Jim attacking AEW is striking a significant nerve with Dave. AEW attacks are something Dave is committed to battling every day online. This is from, by the way, someone on the board who absolutely hates me, absolutely hates Russo, absolutely got bent out of shape when I took on Dave on a couple subjects and called me all kinds of names and stuff. But even this guy is saying that Dave is quick to rush to battle. And Meltzer says, the straw man of not being allowed to criticize AEW is a joke. I criticize AEW at every issue and at times directly to the people involved. How is that not a consultant? I don't understand. And many of his criticisms are valid, talking about Cornette. But if you can't see through him, that's real sad. He's doing a gimmick to have AEW fans, Young Buck fans, and Omega come after him. That's, I think, the crux of the issue as far as Dave says. Anybody that criticizes him has a gimmick. He thinks that I have a gimmick as a guy who's trying to bait him with shit when I'm just trying to get some truth out there. When I worked with Vince Russo, I had a guy I worked with who got very upset when Dave would say things that he didn't feel were true. In researching some of those things, some of those things were overreaches, some of those were generalizations, some of those were conventional wisdom that didn't really meet mathematical muster. And I'm speaking specifically as of the fall of WCW being attributed to Russo. Dave will make that case. And the fact that I objected to that, just on a personal level, just in the scheme of truth. If I when I worked with Vince, when he said something I didn't think that was true, I would say that to him as well. And Dave calls all this a gimmick. He calls it, when Dutch Mantel was like legit pissed off at Dave because Dave said something about Memphis. Mantel might have totally misunderstood what Dave said. He might have took it the wrong way completely. He might have been bent out of shape completely, but it definitely wasn't a gimmick. Dutch is not on Twitter that much. Dutch never gets into it with anybody that much. And I hadn't talked to him for months about it. But Dave thought I was behind it and accused me of having a gimmick. So I think Dave sometimes mixes the pretend world with the real world, especially when it's going after his people that criticize him or making an argument. You know, it's not uncommon to see Dave say things like you have comprehension issues or just go on the attack. Because, you know, that I believe comes from insecurity. And also the same way Vince Russo's attacks sometimes come from insecurity. I believe it's, man, I'm just going to get everybody to hate me here. I believe it's born out of a very credible person, speaking of Meltzer, who is tired of like 80% bullshit criticisms and 20% real questions, like the ones I asked about the Chicago sellouts and the ones I asked about Russo. And he just paints them all with a wide swath and says, you guys are all a bunch of haters. You guys are working a gimmick. You guys are AEW haters. And he said this about Cornette. And he also says in another post, when somebody says something about Cornette, Dave says, you can't see through the gimmick. Well, let me tell you what I think about if Cornette's running a gimmick or not. I believe Cornette feels this way. I really do. But I think his intention in putting it out there is for commerce. He really gets his base riled up. He gets his base, the people that pay his bills. They're people that listen to a show. I listen to a show, by the way. Cornette's show is really good. He's fantastic. He's just smart and quick and funny and clever and credible and intelligent and all that stuff. And he really sells a lot of merchandise. And by the way, his merchandise is also very good. But it's his way of kind of staying in the conversation. You know, because why else would Cornette be involved in a conversation about the newest wrestling company? He's figured out how to do it. I also, after getting just a mean email from him and like really profane tweets from him when I hadn't even talked to him, like he just came at me and I wrote him a nice email. He wrote me a brutal email back, which was brilliant, by the way. And then I was at a place, I've told the story before, and Cornette was there, my good friend with the two-man power trip, John. He was like, oh shit, Cornette's here. He's like, you guys have heat? And I was like, this is a fucking weird world. I have heat with Jim fucking Cornette. And I thought about it for a second. I thought, is this going to be a scene? And then there's part of me that just goes, you know what? I ain't going to be afraid. What the fuck? What's going to happen here? He's not going to get up and fight me. He's sitting and eating dinner. And I went over, I shook his hand, he smiled, he made a lot of jokes about Russo, and he talked mostly about the t-shirts about Russo he was selling. So that kind of made me think, maybe with Cornette, it's a 70-30 type split. 70% he believes it, 30% is a work or a gimmick, and 100% is in the interest of selling merchandise and, you know, keeping his brand out there and staying relevant. You know, he is relevant because people react to him. So when people say he's not relevant, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. As far as who's the winner and who's the loser here, well, Cornette is super gifted. Cornette is super articulate. He's very clever. He knows how to phrase words. He knows how to make arguments. But the fact of the matter is, when Dave gave him the cold, hard numbers, Cornette took a left turn. Basically what it is Jim Cornette doesn't like this kind of wrestling. Jim Cornette doesn't buy into it. The same way people, when they saw, you know, I tweeted something about Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero. It's the 22-year anniversary of that match, Halloween Havoc. People at the time did not like that match because it was too cooperative. It was too coordinated. It was too choreographed. And people said the same thing about the Steamboat Flair matches. And people said the same thing about Hogan. And I'm sure people said the same thing about San Martino. This new shit sucks. It's going to ruin the business. But the reality is, if Jim Cornette, as a man his age, as great as he is at what he did, if he gets what AEW is doing, they're probably not doing it right. Because the history of everything is old guys having the things they love kind of pass them by. Elvis fans hated the Beatles. Cornette hates the Young Bucks. It's totally cool. And the other side where Meltzer kind of loses is that he just rushes to the fence and gets himself into a conversation, because it does show he doesn't work for them. He's not a paid consultant to them, but he said in, you know, what he wrote, that he's told them directly some of these criticisms. He said that he suggested people to replace Pac when he couldn't do the show against Hangman Page. He's definitely involved. He's definitely invested personally. Like, he wants these guys to succeed more than he wants WWE to succeed. And he's a human being. And so for that reason, I give the win to Meltzer. I think they're cool. I don't think they hate each other. But I think it was a very interesting thing that illuminated a lot of interesting things in the wrestling industry today. And I hope you're interested by Total Engagement here on the MLW Network every single day. Do me a favor. Make sure to get onto our Patreon site, patreon.com/totalengage, to get our TV reviews and bonus content. When I go to StarCast, I'm going to get a ton of bonus content, and I'm going to put it all on there. And I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy Total Engagement, and we hope you enjoy the shows we're doing. I think you see I have a new energy that we're not doing 7 days a week. And thank you for joining us, and please join us tomorrow. Tell all your friends, subscribe, and give us reviews. And guys, I'm going to see you tomorrow on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.